And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good morning.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean, Friday, February 14th, 2025. Time now to go tracking the latest. Well, coming up in the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, cultural icon the Mighty Gabby has been charged with a sex offense. The Attorney General says that backlogs in the criminal justice system can have serious implications for both accused and the public. Barbadians to pay slightly more on gas and diesel from today. The head of Export Barbados says they're making significant investments in food innovations in keeping with the school's nutritional policy. And President Donald Trump launches reciprocal tariffs amid concerns of economic turmoil. Those stories coming up in the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. And we've been tracking The Latest. Minutes now past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. Yes, Friday, we made it to Friday. Coming up at 7:05, moments in time as we celebrate 90 years of broadcasting excellence from Radio Fusion to Starcom Network. At 7:15, Skywatch. Let's see what's happening weather-wise today. 7:30, the latest news in association with Sagicor. At 12 minutes to 8, we'll have your greenback moment on health. At 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, Traffic Beaters traffic report to help you through that morning commute. 3 minutes to 8, that'll be time for your showroom update, and it comes to you live from Inchcape, Barbados Limited.
Nice tips at Carlton and Emerald City supermarkets for February. 10% off hand towels, 10% off soap powder, 20% off cornflakes, 20% off olive oil, 15% off proper cheese. Details in store.
Emerald City and Carlton.
Proper.
The CIBC Caribbean Realtors Hub helps potential homeowners meet their best fit.
Phew. Honey, you missed a spot.
Enjoy up to 95% financing and up to 35 years to repay. And in the Realtors Hub, you'll discover everything you need to know about finding and buying your dream home.
I'm on it there.
Make your biggest move yet. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/Realtors Hub to get started today.
For the month of love, let Beep scented candles set the mood. Imagine the soft glow of candlelight and the irresistible fragrances of love, like calming vanilla. Whether you're planning a cozy night in or a memorable dinner for two, Beep candles create the perfect ambiance because love is in the air and it smells incredible. Celebrate the moment. Celebrate with Beep. Available now.
Courts Optical is on the move. Courts Optical is moving from Sunset Mall to Welch's St. Thomas. To prepare for this move, Courts Optical Sunset Mall will close on February 14th, 2025. Our new and spacious state-of-the-art facility opens March 1st, 2025. To learn more, please contact our customer experience team at 431-6850. You can still book your appointment at any of our locations online anytime at courtsoptical.com. Courts Optical, value you can see.
Listen to Love on the Go from Monday, February 10th through Friday, February 14th at 8:15 a.m. here on VOB 92.9 FM with Cooperators General Insurance. It's all about road safety and you have a chance to win prizes. That's Love on the Go with Cooperators General Insurance right here on VOB 92.9 FM.
Yes, get ready for Love on the Go at 8:15 this morning. And we're adding to the already sweet, sweet giveaways. But right now, it's 5 minutes past seven.
From Rediffusion to Starcom Network, celebrating 90 years of broadcasting excellence. People, places, events, moments in time.
America's first black congresswoman, Shirley Chisholm, was the guest of the Barbados government during independence celebrations. On arrival at Seaway Airport, she said she was delighted to be back in Barbados.
It feels wonderful to be here. It feels especially wonderful because it's been the first opportunity that I've had to return to the island after having grown up here, actually receiving the basic foundations of my own character and personality in these islands. Because I've always said in America that had I not received the basic foundations in this island in terms of discipline of body and discipline of mind, I don't know whether or not I would have emerged in America in the way that I have.
People, places, events, moments in time, from Rediffusion to Starcom Network, celebrating 90 years of broadcasting excellence.
Happy Valentine's to you and your loved ones. And today, I want to know what words of love you would speak to yourself. And all you have to do is start your sentence with, I love me because. So let me share a couple more. Someone says, I love me just because I'm sweet, loving, and caring. Someone says, I love me because I'm caring and loving. My life is about helping others. And it continues, please say happy Valentine's to those out there who are feeling alone. Jesus loves you. How thoughtful. Someone says, I love me because I deserve to be loved. And it all starts with me. Can I get an amen? Right. We're going to continue with more. Speaking words of love to yourself. What words of love would you speak to yourself? Remember, be careful what you say to yourself because you are listening. Somebody might get that tomorrow, but think about it. Think about it. Gregory Isaacs, Love is Overdue.
Gonna hold and squeeze me tight. Now that she's gone out of my life, who's gonna make me feel the way she used to do? Yeah, now that my love is overdue. Now that my love is overdue. I'm all alone in the wilderness, searching to find some peace and rest. Although she wasn't the best girl, but she brought happiness into my world. And now I'm a prisoner of loneliness. Said I'm a prisoner of loneliness. Voice is gonna say goodnight. Now that she's gone out of my sight, who's gonna tell me lies and let me think they're true? Yeah, now that my love is overdue. Now that my love is overdue. Can you see right now? And I don't know just what to do, yeah. voice is gonna say goodnight. Now that she's gone out of my sight, who's gonna tell me lies and let me think they're true, yeah? Now that my love is overdue, now that my love is overdue, can you see right now? And I don't know just what to do, yeah.
Gregory Isaacs, Love Is Overdue. Good morning, good morning. Have a beautiful day. Yeah. We continue with J.C. Lodge, Telephone Love. You remember when we were younger and we didn't have cell phones? Some of the young people were like, clutch my pearls. No, there were no cell phones. Oh, you had a big phone. That's where you could hang up the phone on somebody. Blam! No, even if you disconnect a call, not saying that you should, it's rude, but you disconnect the call, it's not the same as back in the day when you were slamming, man, blam. They would know you put it down. No, it's just like, hello? Hello? Anyhow, stop it. J.C. Lodge, Telephone Love. Spend a lot of time on the phone. You put down. No, you put down. No, you put down first. Fall asleep on the phone. Well. J.C. Lodge, Telephone Love. Good morning, good morning. Seconds away from Skywatch time. Let's see what's happening weather-wise, just in case you have some plans for today. And usually, weather doesn't stop those kind of plans, truthfully. It's now 7:15, Skywatch time.
Good morning and welcome to the second edition of the Skywatch. The present weather is fair with slight haze and the temperature at 25.3 degrees Celsius. The barometric pressure 1016.1 millibars and the relative humidity 65%. The winds are easterly at 32 kilometers per hour. We have 1/8 of low cloud and 1/8 of high cloud. Maximum temperature for yesterday, 29.4 degrees Celsius, going down last night to 23.6. The tides for today, first high tide was at 5:19, and it will be high once again this afternoon at 18 after 5. First low tide will be at 8 minutes away from 11 this morning, and it will be low again tonight at 11:20. Sunrise was at 6:21, and the sun will set at 6:04. Rainfall overnight totaled 0.2 of a millimeter, bringing the total for February to 28.6, and for the year, 99.6 millimeters. The synopsis for today, the Atlantic high pressure system is dominant across the island. The general forecast, partly sunny with a few brief isolated light showers. For tonight, surface to low-level instability will be affecting the island, and the general forecast, cloudy with clear periods with a few brief scattered light to moderate showers. The winds today, fresh easterly to east-northeasterly breeze from 35 to 45 kilometers per hour with higher gusts near showers. And for tonight, strong easterly breeze from 35 to 55 kilometers per hour with higher gusts near showers. The marine forecast, moderate to rough in open water with swells ranging from 2 to 3.5 meters and increasing. And for tonight, moderate to rough in open water with swells ranging from 2 to 3.5 meters. A small craft warning and high surf advisory is in effect for Barbados. So once more, it's fair with slight haze, and for today it will be partly sunny with a few brief isolated light showers. Tonight, surface to low-level instability will be affecting the island, and it will be cloudy with clear periods with a few brief scattered light to moderate showers. And that's your Valentine's Day Skywatch. Have yourself a wonderful Friday. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.
Thank you, Michelle. It's now 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Dear Valentine, I can't imagine my life without you. And at Colombian Emeralds International, I found a perfect gift of a gold bracelet with a heart pendant that will remind you every day that our hearts beat as one. Celebrate love with Colombian Emeralds International.
Standard in Wildy is bringing sexy back with sizzling VAT savings just for you. On February 14th and 15th, the VAT is on us. That's a 17.5% savings from Standard with Love. This sizzler does not apply to existing discounts, including up to 50% off select home decor, up to 30% off select washers, and up to 50% off select bedroom furniture. Standard Wildy is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss out. You heard it right. The VAT is on us this Valentine's. Standard Barbados, serving generations for over 65 years. Never beaten on quality nor price.
Nice tips at Carlton and Emerald City supermarkets for February. 10% off hand towels, 10% off soap powder, 20% off cornflakes, 20% off olive oil, 15% off proper cheese. Details in store.
Republic Bank advises customers that all debit card transactions via point of sale, ATM, and e-commerce will be temporarily unavailable from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. on Saturday, February 15, 2025. This has become necessary to facilitate upgrades to our systems to better serve you. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
This Valentine's Day, let the Barbados Postal Service Local Courier Service deliver love straight to your loved one's door. Send a bouquet, a gift basket, or that special present anywhere in Barbados for as low as $10 per delivery. Fast, reliable, and affordable, BPS Express is your perfect partner for making this Valentine's unforgettable. Call our EMS department today at 535-3937-38 or 39, or email marketing@bps.bb to book your Valentine's Day delivery early, because nothing says I love you like a meaningful gift delivered straight from the heart. Delivering love right on time this Valentine's Day with BPS Post Express Couriers.
Running. What do you get when you merge soca and horse racing? Soca at the Races 2.0. Come experience the best all-inclusive party on Saturday, March the 1st at the Sandy Lane Go-Kart, featuring the beautiful sounds of the Black Pepper Steel Band, DJs Chris Gale and Indian, Daddy Bass and Chili, and a live performance by Mikey. Live pasta and food station, exotic cocktails, and a fully stocked bar and betting booth. Limited tickets available at $150 Barbados for this premium all-inclusive experience at Empower Sky Mall, CS Pharmacy, or call Sean at 242-4843. Get your tickets early as it was sold out last year. Party tent located right at the finish line. Doors open at 12 noon.
Good morning and happy birthday, 11th birthday and Valentine's greetings. This one says to my beautiful daughter, Danielle. Greetings coming from Mom Shelly-Ann, Dad Mark, Granny Thelma, and Mom is also saying happy Valentine's Day to the entire VOB family, and also sending a WhatsApp about today's challenge. I guess it's not a question, it's a challenge. If I want to know what words of love you would speak to yourself, and you begin with, I love me because, so... It says, I love me because I'm deserving of love. It is the core of my passion, and because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Nancy says, I love me because I'm beautiful inside and out. Another one says, I love me because I'm a no-nonsense person. Another says, I love me because I'm honest, loving, and sweet. What loving words would you say to yourself? Words of love would you say to yourself today? Here's Paul Anka. Tonight, my love. Tonight.
Let me hold you in my arms. Let me fool to all your charms. Tonight, my love, tonight. Love me, love me, love me so. And never, never let me go. Hold me, hold me, hold me right. Tonight, tonight, my love, tonight.
Pretty blue eyes. guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, love you. Pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, love you. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes.
Steve Lawrence. Pretty blue eyes, or brown eyes, or green eyes, black eyes, depends. Jackie Wilson. That's why I love you so.
Can a poor man be? That is why. Turn her back over, flip. That is why. That is why. Come on now, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take it easy, baby. Take it easy, honey. Don't you know now?
And sometimes when you really love someone and you're going through a rough time, sometimes you have to sit down. You can love someone and sometimes you just don't like, not them, but their behavior or even yours. And you got to sit down. Let me think why I love this person. Why am I with her again? Why am I with him again? And you sit down and think. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, help me to remember. That's why I love him. That's why I love her. That's why. Sit down and think about why you love that person so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take it easy, baby. Take it easy, honey. Don't you know now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the one more time now. Come on, come on, baby.
Yeah, every once in a while you take the inventory of your heart and think, why do I love this person? You know you have that kind of person that you don't have, even if they're vexed with you, you call and say, I need you, they're there. 29 minutes now past 7, the 7:30 edition of The Latest brought to you this morning by Sagicor. Wise financial thinking for life.
That's Brian dropping off a package to Dr. George the dentist, who is helping Shannon the hairdresser with her toothache.
Ow!
Who's left Christopher in charge of the salon.
Welcome to Split Ends and Friends.
All different people with one thing in common. They're all covered by Sagicor. At Sagicor, we believe that everyone deserves peace of mind. Because no matter who you are or what you do, the unexpected is always around the corner.
Honey, does the insurance cover mixing up hairspray with hair remover?
Visit Sagicor.com to plan for the unexpected today.
This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, cultural icon the Mighty Gabby has been charged with a sex offense. The Attorney General says that backlogs in the criminal justice system can have serious implications for both accused and the public. Barbadians to pay slightly more on gas and diesel from today. The head of Export Barbados says they're making significant investments in food innovations in keeping with the school's nutrition policy. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados's cultural icon Anthony Carter, stage name the Mighty Gabby, has been charged for a sex-related offense. Starcom Network News has confirmed that the legendary calypso singer and many times pickledy crop monarch is in custody and has been formally arrested and charged. He's due to appear in court today to answer the charge that allegedly involves a minor. Attorney General Dale Marshall is emphasizing the urgent need to reduce backlogged cases in the criminal justice system, noting that delays have serious consequences for both accused individuals and the public. He was speaking during the United Nations Development Programme's roundtable attended by eight attorneys general. The Justice Reform Project, implemented by the UNDP with funding from the European Union, aims to enhance the institutional capacity of prosecutors, courts, prisons, and police across the Caribbean. Mr. Marshall stressed that the justice system in the region has been inefficient, but also acknowledged the significant efforts made in recent years to address the issues.
The criminal justice destination is one that requires us to deal effectively with the backlog in our system. And I think we begin at the outset by recognizing that that is not a Caribbean problem. That is a global problem. This is an especially burning issue for me because we have murder cases that are untried that date back to 2012. A common feature now of our judicial system is that all of these accused, not just in murder though, but just running the entire gamut of criminal cases, have been seeking relief under our constitutional provisions. And on top of that, the individual seeks to get damages. So the state is now taking taxpayers' money to compensate a person for delaying the trial. Our systems have not been efficient and have not been effective. The good thing is that we have seen a tremendous amount of effort in the last 3-4 years as a region and individually to grapple with it.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Barbadians are being cautioned about what has been termed an importation craze, the cause of many challenges faced by local farmers. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, said the ongoing practice of importing products already on the island has contributed significantly to the current milk shortage.
We permit people to get import licenses as they please, depending on who they are, right? And basically, when they import, they do so and put our local producers at a disadvantage, right? They bring it at times when they know fully well that we have product available. And what happens is that what gets promoted is the imported product. And the farmer who has produced at the same time, he does not get to sell because the supermarkets and them don't look at him because they don't have the type of connections that the farmer doesn't have the type of connection that they would have, right? And this is the problem. We need to stop being hypocritical in this country.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. This country's investment company is making significant investments in 10 food value chains to ensure manufacturers of local condiments provide healthier options in keeping with the school nutrition policy. Chief Executive Officer of Export Barbados, Mark Hill, highlighted this at the recent launch of the School Nutrition Policies Communication Campaign.
So as far as innovation is concerned, there's a lot of investments, as I said earlier, in 10 value chains. So we're doing on food science when it comes to wet condiments, snacks, jams, jellies. So there's a whole pipeline of reducing that glycemic index in those particular product lines. Also on the dry value chain, where we're drying out cassava, breadfruit, so persons now have alternative flours, enriched flours that they can use to make their cookies. We actually install equipment there that we can dry 250 tons of cassava per day, 250 tons of sweet potato per day. So they don't have to depend on the whole wheat flour, that more refined carbohydrates, they can use an alternative flour as well.
He says providing healthier food will bring about significant savings for parents and the country overall.
What the policy does is that it leads us down the right road to formulate our food processing products a lot more healthy. And then on the other side, we have the health savings, because you're talking about parents spending between $500 to $1,500 per year on health care for children, with dentists, medical bills. So on that other side, again, you're talking about another $100 million in savings. So you're talking about overall value of $200 million to $250 million in overall economic value and impact.
Chief Executive Officer of Export Barbados, Mark Hill. Prime Minister Mia Motley is in Ethiopia at the start of a state visit that coincides with the 38th African Union AU Summit. The AU summit being held under the theme Justice for Africans and People of African Descent Through Reparations is being attended by heads of state and government from all 55 AU member countries, as well as representatives from international organizations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector. The meeting will focus on advancing reparatory justice and fostering racial healing across the continent. She's accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, along with the island's ambassadors to Kenya and Ghana, Alexander MacDonald and Juliet Bino Sutherland. Barbadians will pay slightly more for gas and diesel. A release from the Ministry of Energy stated that the prices on gas and diesel have increased by 1 cent. It means gas will now be sold at $3.89 per liter, while diesel will cost $3.33 per liter. The price of kerosene remains unchanged at $1.26. The Barbados Bridge League will be working with the Ministry of Education to get the game into more secondary schools on the island. President Roslyn Hine says it is an activity that could bring about transformation among the youth, but said the mind game needed to be introduced before the tertiary level. Hine spoke to Starcom Network News following the launch of Sun, Sea and Slam tournament ongoing this week in Barbados Beach Club, with over 200 players from around the world on island to compete.
I was encouraged to write to the Ministry of Education to get permission to teach bridge in schools, which I got. And I have gone to schools. We have done quite a lot of teaching in Commonwealth. We went to Aline School. Our greatest success came from Commonwealth. At Commonwealth, you have a class full of people literally who came to learn to play bridge. But then you tend to lose them because they're going off to university and things like that. A lot of people learn to play bridge and then come back to it later on. What I have been working on is trying to get the University of the Western Indies. As I say, bridge is considered a mind sport. And when I started playing bridge, one of the things that I found very interesting is that most of the people in the Barbados Bridge League who were playing bridge had learned while they were at university.
President of the Barbados Bridge League, Rosalind Hines. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, is warning that sodium consumption levels in the Caribbean are twice as high as recommended, contributing to the development of cardiovascular disease and other non-communicable diseases. In a new report, PAHO underscores the urgency of implementing strategies such as mandatory sodium content reduction in foods, front of package warning labeling, and the regulation of marketing for high sodium products. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a plan rolling out increased import duties for every trading partner that taxes U.S. imports, stating that he was doing so to bring a sense of fairness to commerce. Trump, at a press conference in the Oval Office, described the tariffs as reciprocal, meaning that the U.S. would automatically raise its own import taxes to match existing levels in other countries. While experts have raised concerns that Trump's tariffs could set off a global trade war that would cause surging prices, Trump has long viewed trade as a matter of winners and losers, and he has argued that the U.S. has been very unfairly treated by its allies abroad. Recapping the headlines. Cultural icon, the Mighty Gabby, has been charged with a sex offense. The Attorney General says that backlogs in the criminal justice system have serious implications for both accused and the public. Barbadians to pay slightly more on gas and diesel from today. And the head of Export Barbados says they're making significant investments in food innovations in keeping with the school's nutrition policy. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.
That's Brian dropping off a package to Dr. George, the dentist, who is helping Shannon, the hairdresser, with her toothache.
Ow!
Who's left Christopher in charge of the salon.
Welcome to Split Ends and Friends.
All different people with one thing in common. They're all covered by Sagicor. At Sagicor, we believe that everyone deserves peace of mind. Because no matter who you are or what you do, the unexpected is always around the corner.
Honey, does the insurance cover mixing up hairspray with hair remover?
Visit Sagicor.com to plan for the unexpected today.
19 minutes now to 8 o'clock.
Cards running flash hair and you need it fast. Oh, you better believe it. Gotta make that move with a ready cash. You can dream it and have it. Make your move. Get ready. Ready cash. Cards ready cash. Make your move. Get ready. Ready cash. With ready cash. Make your move. Get ready. Make your move.
Yeah, I got fresh to be big enough this year. I gonna see all them goats, pigs, them big amber heifers, the birds and the dogs, so and everything else, including sheep. Make sure you go and get your tickets available online through Pips Digital or BS Headquarters, the Grotto. You also can pay at the door, buy one, something online. So let's meet me at AgriFest Queen's Park, February 21st to 23rd from 10 in the morning. Sunday opening from 8 in the morning. And give me two sweet like a bag of sugar. Sponsored by Farmer's Choice.
We gathering for community. For stamp like stories pouring, though we memory is real slow. We gathering for family, for the ones we share blood and bone and the ones we chose. We gathering for charity, for the love that move in silence. Cause giving is a thing done from the heart, not for show. We gathering for the Friday night lime, the fish fry and the ram shop vibes. For the belly laughs with a cackle that will shake up your ribs and crack me still in the night, your sight. We gathering from the peak of Pico Tenerife to Nelson Street. We gathering for who? For what? We gathering for community.
Marcia, are you scrapbooking?
No, Dad. It's a vision board for my dream home.
Take a look at CIBC Caribbean's Realtors Hub. You can get pre-qualified for your mortgage, connect with the best realtors, and get up to 95% financing with up to 35 years to repay.
Really? Wow. It's perfect for a first-time homeowner like me.
Honey, it's even good for old-timers like me.
Visit CIBCFCIB.com/Realtors Hub to get started today.
Wishing you a beautiful, beautiful day. We're talking about love of self today. Someone says, I love me because God loves me, and understanding that makes me love others, especially those less fortunate. And I asked you this morning to share what loving words you would speak to yourself. You'd begin by, I love me because. Another WhatsApper says, I love me because I'm caring and compassionate. I live my life by amplifying the fruit of the Spirit daily. Good morning and happy birthday to Daniel Harbin. He goes to Christ Church Foundation from mom and dad, your grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, all of your family and friends wishing you a fantastic day today. Enjoy. Love of self today. Come in here, little Rick. Love yourself. Not from an arrogant or self-centered place. That's where problems start, all right? But understanding that you're worthy, you're enough, you're special. You have purpose, you have talent. Go for it. It's now 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Time for your greenback moment on health.
Well, hello again. Here we are with an extra special greenback moment on health for a day like today and for a week like this week. Let us start by talking about flowers. Flowers and health. Most people enjoy flowers in any way, shape, or form. Aside from being pretty, flowers, plants have many benefits for our overall health and well-being. Receiving flowers can give us an immediate mood boost. A bouquet of flowers, a sign that someone cares. And being well thought of can do a lot for a person's well-being. A pretty flower bouquet with bright colors and a soothing scent can brighten a room and our mood at the same time. Okay, that's hint number one. Let us talk chocolate. Chocolate in a greenback moment on health? Why not? There are few foods that people feel as passionate about. A passion that goes beyond a love for the sweetness of most candies or desserts. After all, few people crave caramel, whipped cream, or bubblegum. Chocolate is different. For the true chocoholic, Just thinking about chocolate can evoke a pleasurable response. You may want to think about that when you visit CS Pharmacy in Trident House on Broad Street or Standard Pharmacy on Tweedside Road in St. Michael. In fact, you should be able to pick up a bar or two or more for you and someone extra special. CS Pharmacy and Standard Pharmacy want you to have a pleasurable Valentine's week and Valentine's Day and continue reaching out in love. In other words, persist in love. Very much in the same way CS Pharmacy and Standard Pharmacy persist in looking after the good health of our nation. Every day, including Valentine's Day and half day on Sundays.
Well, thank you so much, Maurice. 10 minutes now to 8 o'clock, and we're standing by for your Traffic Beaters traffic report.
Enjoy more with CoreStore Card. Enjoy more with CoreStore Card.
Swipe for fashion or fuel, furniture or food. Swipe for hardware, it's so easy to do. So many store partners to choose. And on your first swipe at Core, 10% is your discount in store.
Enjoy more with CoreStore Card. Enjoy more.
Shop, swipe, and enjoy more with CoreStore Card.
It's now time for your Traffic Beaters traffic report, and joining me this morning is Sergeant Gabriel. Good morning.
A blessed Friday morning to you, Carol, and to all of our listeners, and happy Valentine's Day. And whatever you do today, make it great, everyone. Looking to the area of Melrose in St. Thomas, traveling on to the roundabout at Welch's, there is a moderate flow of traffic at this time. Along Jackson Main Road, as you head into the Everton Reeks roundabout, we have a buildup of traffic there. Along Babies Lane, Jackman's Huddersfield turning into the Clyde Walker roundabout, moderate to heavy movement. Salters Main Road into the Normanelles roundabout, there is steady movement. Haynes Hill, Map Hill into the JDC Ramsey roundabout, moderate to heavy conditions. And finally, along Highway R, coming from the area of St. David's onto Upton and into Wilde, traffic is building. So that has been our first report, Carol. Until my second one, back over to you.
Thank you so much, Sergeant Gabriel.
The Barbados Revenue Authority has reopened its payment and customer service centers at its Warrens Tower 2 branch. Visit the Warrens location to make payments for all tax transactions and vehicle registrations, or to get help with tax matters in an enhanced space for greater efficiency and convenience. They can't wait to welcome you back. Monday to Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The Barbados Revenue Authority, making every contact count.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
Seven minutes now to 8 o'clock. At 3 minutes to eight, we'll be heading over to Inchcape Barbados Limited for your showroom update. Mm-hmm. Happy Independence to you. Happy Independence? Where'd that come from? Oh, dear. I crack me up sometimes. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I jumped from February to November in a hurry. Well, it's probably Independence somewhere for somebody. What? Laugh at me, do, because I'm laughing at myself. Here's Edwin Yearwood. This one called Pulling Me In on the Rebel Rhythm.
Yeah. You know I got it for you. What you want, I will do.
Called Pulling Me In on the Rebel Rhythm. Good morning. That brings us to 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. Time now to head on over to Inchcape Barbados Limited for your showroom update. And joining me this Friday morning is Janine. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, Carol. And good morning, Barbados. Well, we all know what today is. This on this beautiful Valentine's Day, we're talking about two vehicles that might just steal your heart. We're talking about the 2023 Mitsubishi L200 Sportera and the 2024 Mitsubishi Triton. So what makes these two vehicles so great? Well, if you love power and you love that driving with power under your fingertips, the L200 Sportera is a powerhouse with its 2.4-liter diesel engine, delivering up to 178 horsepower, whereas the 2024 Triton is a 2.4-liter bio-turbo engine offering up to 204 horsepower. These vehicles are designed for adventure. So if your passion and your heart is in adventure, you're looking at these two vehicles have a four-wheel drive capability. They have Hill Start Assist and Trailer Stability Assistance. When we're talking about exterior, when we're looking at the L200 Sportera, we're looking at a bold design with a silver radiator grille, halogen headlamps, and 18-inch alloy wheels. Well, with the Mitsubishi Triton, we're looking at more of an aggressive look with cunning headlights and Mitsubishi's iconic dynamic shield design. Well, on the interior side of the Triton, you're looking at a modern, spacious cabin with a high-quality material and an 8-inch smart link display. Well, in the Sportero, you're looking at a comfortable cabin with leather-wrapped steering and a high-contrast meter and a slick piano black finish. Both trucks offer advanced safety features, including multiple airbags, adaptive cruise control, and rear locking differential for the Triton. Mm-hmm. Now, whether you're looking for rugged performance or motor comfort, the L-Sportero and the Triton have you covered. So whatever you do this weekend, Barbados, always be safe as always. And with all the love from Inchcape, do have an awesome, awesome weekend.
Thank you so much, Janine. You and the entire team, enjoy your weekend as well. And of course, that was your showroom update live from Inchcape, Barbados Limited.